Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, USDA says red meat production fell year over year in November as cattle and hog slaughter both declined. Commercial meat output totaled 4.56 billion pounds in November, which is down about 3% from November of 2023. Beef production dropped 3% on an annual basis to 2.22 billion pounds. Cattle slaughter fell 6% to 2.57 million head last month. USDA said the average weight was up 38 pounds to 1,425 pounds. Pork output was 2.33 billion pounds in November, down about 2% year over year. Hog slaughter totaled 10.8 million head, down 2% from the same time last year. Average live hog weight was unchanged at 289 pounds. Lamb and mutton production was down 7% annually to 10.4 million. Sheep slaughter fell 9% to 173,600 head. And in the first 11 months of the year, red meat production rose to 50.4 billion pounds, up 1% from last year. Well, USDA has announced the final $300 million in assistance to distressed direct and guaranteed farm loan borrowers under the Inflation Reduction Act. Over the past 2 years, USDA has acted swiftly to assist distressed borrowers in retaining their land and continuing their agricultural operations. The assistance will provide $300 million in help to more than 12,800 distressed direct and guaranteed farm loan borrowers. Distressed borrowers may also get assistance in multiple categories if they do have multiple qualifying loans. Well, hope everybody's having a great Christmas Eve. I thought I would share with you something I call my favorite farm things. Merry Christmas. Raindrops on acreage and planter precision, seeds that are coated and auto-steers vision, relief that falls last harvest does bring. These are a few of my favorite things. Parlors on dairies and pastures with cattle, heading outside for the din and the rattle, growing our food and the source of clothing. These are a few of my favorite things. Sunsets cross fields and hay bale shadows, orchards bloom wide while seeds sit in rows, images captured on drones' mighty wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the fence breaks, when the drought hits, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite farm things, and then I don't feel so bad. Merry Christmas! You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 14th at Eastern Oklahoma State College in Wilburton. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.